Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll give out some gardening tips and remind everyone of our extension programs coming up. But first, I would like to congratulate all the McPherson County 4-H'ers that took part in the 4-H Achievement Banquet last night. It was wonderful to see all the accomplishments from the younger up to the older 4-H members from around the county. In my garden news, gardeners may still have a few jobs left to do to make the spring startup much easier. Cleaning up around the garden can always be done. There's likely some more work to be done to prep the garden beds for next year's spring bounty. This is the time of year when there is lots of material available to compost. Remember that compost needs to be kept moist so that the bacteria and fungi can break down the raw materials. All compost piles may need to be wet down since we've had such a dry summer and fall. Use a sprinkler to soak through the pile to the center, then allow the pile to drain. The goal is for the pile to remain moist but not waterlogged. The edges will dry out quickly and may need to be lightly sprinkled from time to time this fall. With our hard freeze last week, the leaves are everywhere. Cold temperatures came quickly in Kansas, and leaves have filled our yards. My front and back lawns are completely covered and will have an impact on the underlying grass if not moved about. Photosynthesis will be restricted in a lawn covered with a dense layer of leaves, preventing it from storing enough energy to survive the winter. Leaf mulch incorporated into the lawns can help prevent weeds from germinating between grass plants. Leaf mulch has not been shown to have a negative effect on turf quality, color, or soil pH. As the lawn is mowed, the leaf pieces will fall between the blades of grass and eventually break down into the soil. It may be required to have multiple passes with the lawnmower to get the leaf size small enough, and it is also necessary to mow frequently in order to keep up with the leaf drop. We can also work tree leaves into our garden. This should be done at least every 2 weeks to increase organic matter before the winter sets in. Incorporate 2 to 3 inches of shredded leaves to the soil at one time. This can be repeated until the leaves are all gone or the soil is frozen and cannot be worked. Shredded leaves can be used to mulch around trees, shrubs, and perennials as well. And begin rabbit protection now. Rabbits like to nibble on newly planted trees and shrubs throughout the winter. Install a barrier that is at least 2 feet high with 1-inch mesh, chicken wire, or similar material. Remove the barrier next spring so it does not constrict the trunk. In my extension news, tax strategies for Midwest farm and ranch men and women will start November 28th. This program is a 3-part extension workshop produced in collaboration between women in agriculture programs in Kansas, Indiana, and Nebraska. It focuses on the basics of tax planning for farms and ranchers. Speakers will be broadcasted virtually via Zoom. Attending this series offers you a chance to build your tax management knowledge and skills. Participants are encouraged to attend all 3 sessions, but recordings will be provided to registered participants. The sessions are open to everyone, and programs run between 6:30 and 8 on November 28th, December 5th, and December 12th. If you have any questions about it, you can call me at the office at 620-241-1523. In more news, the Extension Office does offer many diagnostic tests one can get done. We do rent the soil probe and can send soil samples off for soil testing. We offer insect identification along with plant and weed identification and plant diagnostics. The Extension Office can send our samples of water and grain germination for analysis. In addition, we can get the analysis of hay and other forages for high nitrates, protein levels, and moistures, along with the rental of our hay probe. We also have radon kits for sale, along with Natroleum Alpha agent that helps get rid of bad odors. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish everyone a great start to their week.